The rainforest is a fragile ecosystem characterized by poor soils and rich species diversity, dense vegetation, and extraordinary impact on the Earth's web of life. The Rainforest Cafe is a commercial ecosystem characterized by simulation, entertainment, and promotion. It purports to provide a realistic rainforest environment with sights, sounds, and smells that evoke our impressions of the equatorial. Live tropical birds, audio animatronic animals, lush plastic vegetation, tanks of tropical fish, mist machines, and the simulated thunderstorm are among the touches that combine to recreate the rainforest in the mall. The Rainforest Cafe appeals to our interest in and reverence for life and unspoiled nature, but the central appeal is to our sense of the exotic. After all, the Mall of Minnesota doesn't have a prairie cafe, or a corn and soybeans cabaret, or a suburban backyard bistro. The word exotic comes from the Greek exo, meaning outside. The dictionary defines it as from another part of the world, not indigenous, foreign, or as having the charm of the unfamiliar, strikingly and intriguingly unusual or beautiful. But what really attracts us about the exotic is our ability to shape it to our own ends, to make it be the unfamiliar that most fits our familiar needs. People and places get to be exotic when we treat them on our own terms, not theirs. Despite its appearances, the exotic isn't out there. Instead, it's in here, in our minds and imaginations. The exotic is a mental category that provides a familiar context for difference. In the realm of consumption, it has several meanings. An exotic setting or an exotic look is not native, not familiar, not normal. It can be, for example, a touch of the tropics in Minnesota, which is not exactly a tropical paradise. The exotic is by definition outside the everydayness of our lives. It's an antidote to our boredom. At least for a moment, it sends us on vacation, the place we go to vacate our normal responsibilities. The exotic is the alien, literally the worlds and beliefs of outlanders. The exotic evokes adventure as we cross over into unknown territory. Sometimes the adventure is dangerous. The Rainforest Cafe calls itself a wild place to shop and eat. Sometimes it's sensuous. In our malls, for example, the tropics symbolize paradise, the Garden of Eden, the primeval pleasure ground. The exotic can also be titillating. We speak of exotic dancers because they provoke sensual pleasures. Merchants in the mall cultivate the exotic image of the primitive and its offer of vitality and freedom from inhibition, its justification of desire, impulse, and self-gratification. Evoking the exotic provides what historian William Leach calls therapeutic release and excitement for people normally restrained by Puritanism and the work ethic. The Rainforest Cafe is Disney's Jungle Cruise as a dining experience. Like the Exotica of Disney's worlds, the simulations of malls replicate tourist experience, which is itself a simulation of actual foreign travel. As Disney critic Stephen Fjellman suggests, it's second-order artificiality, or artificiality twice removed. But it's the reality of the mall. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, reporting from the rainforests of the American heartland.